Thanks everyone for coming this morning. I'm going to be giving an overview of some work we've done in Wisconsin looking at interseeding alfalfa into silage corn. So just some brief background on dairy forage production in the northern U.S. This is really dominated by two crops, corn harvested for silage and alfalfa. So a typical rotation would see a few years of corn silage, then a year of alfalfa establishment, so the seeding of the alfalfa, and then subsequent years of alfalfa production. The system has some nice advantages. It's very productive. It produces a balanced feed mix for dairy herd. The nitrogen fixation from alfalfa helps reduce the fertilizer requirement for corn. And we see some of those reductions in pest, weed, and disease pressure that you get with crop rotations. And just to give you an idea of the scale of this system, corn silage is planted on about 2 million hectares a year, and alfalfa is about 1 million hectares a year in the U.S. However, there are some big disadvantages of this silage alfalfa rotation. First is that the seeding year of alfalfa, when you're establishing the alfalfa, it's relatively low productivity. So typically, we only get about half of the yield you'd see from an established alfalfa field. So that's a weak link in the rotation. And also, corn silage production has a high risk of soil erosion and nutrient losses. When you harvest a corn crop for silage, there's very little soil coverage for 6 to 7 months of the year. So there's a lot of risk there. So a potential solution our group is working on is looking at interseeding alfalfa into corn silage. So the idea with this system is that alfalfa is planted into corn interrows within about a week of corn planting. The two crops grow together in the field for the growing season. The corn is harvested in the fall, and then the alfalfa regrows to become the subsequent year's crop. So this is different from a lot of other interseeding work in a couple of ways. One is that we're trying to plant these two crops at the same time in order to give both of them a good chance of being productive. And second is that we're growing this legume to become a crop, not just as a cover crop, as a lot of the interseeding work is doing. So I want to jump into some research questions we're looking at here. I'm not going to get into the details of all these experiments, but I just want to point out all this work was done in southern Wisconsin, and it's all relatively small field plot scale, like 25-meter square plots, things like that. So first I want to talk about crop productivity. And we've seen that there's some actually pretty big benefits of productivity with the interseeding system. So this graph is comparing the first year alfalfa yields of an interseeding system. So this would be the year after the silage, the corn, and the alfalfa are planted together. So the next year once we start getting some alfalfa production. So it's comparing that, which is in the green bars, to a conventional spring-seeded alfalfa. So this would be a rotation of corn with alfalfa. And what we've seen very consistently over all of our experiments is that the alfalfa yield in that first year of production is doubled by the interseeding system. And so the yields of the interseeding system are what you'd expect from a fully established alfalfa field. And additionally, we've seen in some years that corn yields do get some reduction by the interseeding of alfalfa on the order of 10% or less. Yield reductions. But I want to point out that the large increases in alfalfa yield more than compensate for any reductions in corn yield. So the system has overall greater productivity when you use the interseeding technique. So given those increases in productivity, is this an economically viable system? So we've done some preliminary calculations using our best estimates for crop productivity and inputs. And compared a conventional rotation, so both of these are five-year cropping systems, so 2 years of silage and 3 years of alfalfa. So the conventional rotation, you can see the alfalfa seeding year here. And the interseeding system, what it does is it combines the second year of corn silage with the alfalfa seeding year. And so when we average over the 5 years of this rotation, these are the green bars here, we see a 30% increase in net returns when we use the interseeding system. So we think it's got some really good potential. So we also are interested in the potential environmental benefits of this interseeding system, and specifically soil and nutrient losses. So for this project, we did some rainfall simulations. So we went out to experimental plots and applied simulated rainfall for an hour onto these plots and actually physically measured the soil and nutrients running off of these plots. And what we see is that with the interseeded alfalfa compared to your typical corn silage alfalfa rotation, there's very large reductions in erosion, nitrogen, and phosphorus runoff. And we did these measurements at three different times during the year. So early June, when the crops are growing together, in October following silage harvest, and again the following spring when alfalfa starts greening up again. And at all of these different time points, we see fairly large reductions in soil and nutrient losses. So we think there's some real potential for this system to be a soil water conservation tool. Okay, so there's these, you know, potentially cool benefits of the system, but there's still a large obstacle we're facing. And that's that we see poor survival of the interseeded alfalfa in some years. So as you can imagine, a corn crop produces a very dense shade on the understory in late summer especially. And this can reduce the vigor of the alfalfa growing underneath of it. It can lead to disease and pest issues. And that then leads to poor stands in the fall. So a potential solution we've been looking at in our group is use of a plant growth regulator called prohexidione calcium that we apply to the alfalfa seedlings in June. And the idea behind this is to help increase the alfalfa survival until the corn is harvested. So our research question is, can this prohexidione overcome the failures we sometimes see in alfalfa establishment? And so what we've seen over the course of several experiments is that prohexidione does provide a pretty strong benefit for alfalfa stand density. So this graph is showing interseeded alfalfa either with prohexidione in the green bars or without prohexidione in the red bars at different times during the growing season. And what we see is that in the fall, after we take off the corn silage, there are some really large increases in alfalfa stand density when we use the prohexidione. And these increases continue into the following growing season after we start harvesting the alfalfa. And we've seen that a rate of about half a kilogram per hectare is consistently effective. And the best time to apply this prohexidione is when the alfalfa is 10 to 30 centimeters in height. I do want to point out that this product is not registered for use in corn or alfalfa. We're working on that. But at this point, it can't be used commercially for this use. So it's something we're working on. I also want to touch now on alfalfa variety differences in this interseeding system. So when we came into this work, we weren't sure what to expect from different alfalfa varieties, but we've been surprised that this is actually a really big factor for the success of the system. So here we have a whole suite of alfalfa varieties on the x-axis, and again, this is the alfalfa stand density after silage harvest. And either these varieties were all either treated with prohexidione, which is the green bar, or without prohexidione, which is the red bar. And we've seen really big differences, and these differences seem to be exacerbated by the prohexidione, so there's some difference in response to this chemical. And I just want to mention that a couple interesting things we've noticed from this work is that a lot of Roundup Ready alfalfas perform poorly in the system for some reason, and we've noticed that varieties with leafhopper resistance seem to do really well, so we think that might be a factor playing into this effect. And the last bit I want to touch on here is weed management in the system. This is often one of the first questions we get when we talk to farmers about the system. How can I manage weeds in this? You have both a legume and a grass, so it's complicated. So So the simplest option is to use Roundup Ready corn and alfalfa, just use glyphosate, and that does a really good job, kills most of the weeds. But there are some issues with that system. The seed is costly, and like I just mentioned, these Roundup Ready alfalfas don't perform very well. And there's also concern about glyphosate resistance with weeds. So we're looking at also evaluating options using conventional alfalfas. So the best option we've settled on is the use of this product called Warrant, which is applied as a pre-emergent herbicide that provides consistently good weed control. In terms of post-emergence weed control, we have a product called Bucktrail that works well for broadleaf weeds, but we really don't have anything to control grasses, so that's something we're continuing to work on as well. I just want to touch on some of the work we're looking at moving forward. A lot of unanswered questions about this system. So nitrogen fertilizer management, corn seeding rates, hybrid selection, the relative timing of the alfalfa and corn planting. We're looking at fungicides and insecticides. We're interested in understanding this proactive effect in more detail, looking at more detailed economic analysis. And we're also expanding into other alfalfa growing states. We have some good collaborators at Penn State and Michigan State, and also out in Idaho that we're going to be working more with in future years. We recently got some funding from NIFA to look at these questions in more detail and also start some on-farm research. So just a couple of quick conclusions. We think that the productivity, economic, and environmental benefits of interseeding provide really powerful incentives for continuing development of the system. So we're really excited about this. We think it has some real potential. And our results show that this interseeded corn and alfalfa system can be reliably implemented if we choose the appropriate alfalfa variety and if we can treat it with proactidione. It's very consistent. So that's where we're at. So I want to acknowledge all the people that have participated in this research over the past several years. There's a couple of recent publications we have if you're interested in learning more.